Welcome to Faces of Success Radio. This is Tanisha J, and today we're going to have an amazing, amazing show. Today we're going to have Pastor Shelley Clark, and she's going to give us an amazing journey on her story. So I'm going to go ahead and bring her in. Hey, Pastor Shelley, this is Tanisha J, and we are live on the air with Faces of Success Radio. So I want you to go ahead and give the listeners just a little bit about you. Tell them where they can find you on social media as well as your website.
All right, great. Thank you so much for having me today. I hope you're having an amazing day. I live here in Charlotte, North Carolina. I am an author and online pastor at the Life Center of Charlotte, which is also located here in Charlotte, North Carolina. Originally from that great state of West Virginia, my books can be found on www.beyondthecracks.com, and they can also be found on on Amazon. If you want to connect with me, you can reach me on Facebook or Instagram. I'm also on TikTok under Shelley Rozelle Clark. That's Shelley Rozelle Clark. Thanks for having me today.
You're welcome. I am so excited to have you on the show because this generation, I know today is the day where I believe that that's why God have you doing what you're doing. It's because every season, I think there's a certain person that has to have a message for what we need at that moment. And so if I had to get you to share with the listeners what the word is for this season, what would you share with them on today?
Oh, gosh. You know, the word that I would have is, I would say pivot. And I know that sounds unusual, but I would say pivot, because if we learned nothing else during this time of COVID and transition and just the unexpected, we had to be able to pivot and to pivot quickly, because none of us saw COVID coming, none of us sees sickness coming, none of us sees depression coming, but you have to learn how to pivot and make the change when it's necessary to be able to shift. And I really believe that having a relationship with God and hearing the voice of God can allow us to pivot and make those shifts effectively and with ease, if you will. Because he'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He'll never lead you astray. And it's guidance. You know, a lot of times I feel like we are lost and we don't know which way to go. But if you allow the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you, you then know which way to go. I believe he's ordered our steps. But right now this generation is searching for something larger than themselves. And social media, you know, it's taken over a lot. And we've got so much coming at us all the time. But that place of being grounded, that's kind of lost. But he is that source. He is that place of peace, that place of grounding. And it can really help us right now in this day and age to be able to pivot and shift, if that makes sense.
It actually does, and I'm glad you shared that, because today I believe that's what God wants, is for us to seek him. Because a lot of times we're like, you know what, let me go do A, B, C, and D, and then when it doesn't work out, oh, God, by the way, hey, I need you right now, you know? If we would have went and seeked him first, we would have went according to the plan that he has for us. So I'm glad that you shared that, because I know Jeremiah 29:11 says that he has a plan for us. He created it before we ever got here. So I'm really glad that you shared that, because we do need to get back to that foundational basis of what is it that God wants me to do for his life? What did he create me for, and why am I here? We're just not here just to be here. So thank you for sharing
that.
No.
We all have a purpose. And, you know, something that I'm learning is that that purpose can change. For so many years, I thought, okay, it's one purpose and one purpose only. And I think fused or even nervous on the inside, like, I don't know what my purpose is. I don't know what my purpose is. But what he has us to do may change depending on the season, but it has the same foundation. And he is that foundation. So what he has you doing today versus what he has you doing, you know, in 3 years from now, it may look very different. But as long as it's serving his purpose and him being revealed in the earth, that's what we're called to do, spread his love.
Exactly, yes. And I think that even with your book, because I had a chance to, you know, go over everything and look at it beyond the cracks. That mm-hmm. is truly, truly an amazing word, especially when it's talking about finding God's grace and mercy. I think a lot of people are confused with God. He is a father, and he has a love of a father. And if they would understand his grace and mercy, then they wouldn't beat themselves up and feel so convicted and like, well, I can't have a relationship with him right now because I'm doing A, B, C, and D, or I'm not doing this. So go ahead and give us just a little, for the listeners who may not know about Beyond the Cracks and finding God's grace and mercy.
Sure, sure. One of the parables, the stories in the Bible that I like to use that really brings it home and makes it life applicable is the story of the prodigal son. The son had everything he could have possibly wanted in his father's house. Yet and still, he wanted to take the leap and launch out on his own, make a life for himself. So he was like, hey, Dad, I want my inheritance. I want to go out on my own. And he did just that. His father gave him what he asked for. And he launched out, did everything that he possibly wanted to do, and lost it all. But that's not the amazing part of the story. The amazing part of the story is when he started to think about going back to his father. He was like, I want to go back, even if it means going back as a servant. But as he was on his way, father was looking for him. Notice it never says that he made it all the way home and knocked on the door. No, as he was going home, his father was searching for him, and he didn't go back as a servant. He went back as a son. And so many things, you know, happen in life, and we think, oh, surely God cannot use me. Surely God doesn't want me back. I have been through the mud and everything else. But no, he loves us so much. He is constantly drawing us back to himself. He's always drawing us to himself. He will never leave us or forsake us. And we don't have to go back as slaves or servants. He's our father. He loves us. He's seeking after us. And even like the prodigal son, when he got back, his father celebrated him. He was grateful that he made it back home. And that's the same with our Father God. He celebrates when we come back home. And we should do the same as members of the body of Christ. When a brother or sister returns home, or when a brother or sister joins the body of Christ, we should celebrate because we know that same person has the same foundation that we do. And they found, you know, it's like finding the love of your life. Your life has changed forever in
yeah.
a good way.
And when you share that reminds me right now, I'm seeing so many things you were talking about, you know, on TikTok, and so many people are creating so many different areas of content where you can reach anyone, no matter what religion, what race.
Oh yeah.
Reach them. And so I'm very glad that people are being very creative with using their time and their service to create the content to reach a person and show them God's love. I feel like the pandemic actually was great because it allowed people in their downtime, because that's when I felt like social media took off at the most, is to help people be able to use their gift and find their purpose to reach the lost, to reach people that they normally would have never, ever met. So just knowing that you're able to use your social media, you know, to create content to reach people that normally probably wouldn't even have access to you or your ministry, that's just amazing.
Right, and I'm so grateful. You know, I used to pray and ask the Lord to give me a voice and to be able to reach the masses. And I thought that it was going to be standing behind a pulpit, you know, within the four walls of the church. And one day I stopped and thought about it, and I was like, oh, my goodness, he's giving me access to I don't know how many people. How many people can go on Amazon and find my books? How many people can go to my website? How many people do I have the ability to talk to and hopefully encourage and inspire? And I may never even see any of their faces. But if he has blessed me to do that, I could not ask for anything more. I literally can't. I am so thankful to the Lord to have given me the ability to write the books. But even with that, even if someone never reads it, if they see a post that I create and I put scripture or something that comes out of the book and it touches one purpose, I've done what he's called me to do. And I couldn't – that's my job, my heart, to share the love of Christ. And I consider myself blessed to even be able to talk to you on today.
Yeah, so I am honored to be able to have this opportunity because I know when God told me I would do this, which is to use my voice to be able to speak to people and reach them and create an opportunity for, like example, your followers and people who don't even know you right now are hearing you. But it was through me being able to interview you. I'm glad to be able to have this opportunity because we never know who we're going to speak to. And so the way that I do my day is I'm like, okay, God, today I want you to use me and give me opportunities to do my gift and live my life on purpose. And so that's what I'm doing today. And so if you're out there and you're wondering what your purpose is always something that you're good at, something that you've always kind of just did. If you're a person who are a nurturer and a caregiver and someone that, you know, takes care of people, then that may be your gift. You may be a person that just is a mother, a brother, a friend, you know. So today I encourage you, sit still and ask God, what is my purpose? How would you use me on today? And so if you could just speak with that person, just going back in your life, looking at when you found your defining moment of your purpose and what your mission in life was, share with someone, I guess, so they can find that on today.
You know, I encourage everyone to just look on the inside of themselves and think about that thing that really drives you, that really makes your heart smile. Sometimes it's things that you're good at, but it can also be the thing that sometimes, you know, you look at and it really gets your blood boiling. You know, it's like, oh, man, I wish I could change that. I really wish I could, you know, knew how to fix this, that, or the other. But it's sometimes things that you are just naturally gifted at, and you don't know why, you don't know how, or maybe certain people migrate towards you. All of those things can be a signal towards what your gift and your calling is. And one thing that I've started doing, and I know it sounds super, maybe even silly, but every morning when I wake up, I say, this is the day that you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And I, again, simple scripture, but I'll stress certain words, and you would be surprised how it changes. Say, this is the day the Lord has made, or this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice. You know, if you're having a down day, but you get up and you say, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. That's going to change the course of your day. If you start with him, he's going to go out before you and make those crooked places straight. But regardless of what happens, know that victory belongs to you even now. It may not look like it, but he's setting you up for success even when it looks like a loss. Don't wait till the battle is over. You can shout right now because the victory belongs to you.
Amen, amen. I am glad you shared that. Today, I mean, this is just really blessing me because I know most listeners, when they're out there and they decide to turn on, you know, a particular show or listen to something, they think they're doing it. But a lot of times you're being led. It's so many times I've been led to just turn on one thing and then God speaks to me just through that one thing. And so I'm glad that we both are on assignment and this is a divine appointed time to be able to reach a listener. So if you don't mind, I would love for you to say a prayer over the listeners and also even extend the invitation however you would like to, because I think that's so important because we never know when it's a moment for us to give that opportunity.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you. Father God, we thank you for this moment in time. God, I don't know who is listening. I don't know who just turned this station on, but I'm so grateful, God, for every person that is listening and every person that is under the sound of my voice right now. Father, for those who feel lost, for those who feel that are broken, Lord, I ask that you would cover them, bless them, keep them, even now. Lord, I know that there is no distance in your love, even though they may not even be located even close to where I am. That doesn't matter. Your love is near. And you said that if we draw near unto you, you would draw nigh unto us. And God, that there are people that knew you or that had relationship with you at one point in time and they may have dropped away or fallen off or decided to go in a new direction, would you let them know right now that you love them, God? You said that you would never leave us or forsake us. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. And God, there may be some that don't even know you as their Lord and Savior, and they're wondering, well, how do I do this thing? How do I even get in touch with God? I don't even know who he is. Lord, I know, and you know, it's as simple as them asking, Father, and if you're out there, God, if you're out there, folks, just say this prayer with me. Father God, I believe that you are Lord, that you are Savior. I ask you to come into my heart. I believe that you died for me, that Jesus died for me, died on the cross, and you raised him from the dead. And because I believe in my heart and confess with my mouth that I belong to you, that I was buried and raised to life in Christ, that I can be accepted into the family of God. I thank you now for saving me, God. I thank you, Lord, for washing my sins away. You have washed them into the sea of forgetfulness, and I thank you for a new life in Christ. Those that he has set free is made free indeed. Those that have accepted him in their heart, you are now a member of the body of Christ. You believe in your heart. You confess with your mouth, and now you are saved. And I thank you that Jesus Christ is Lord over your life. And as a point of reference, please read Romans 9:10, 9 and 10. I'm sorry if I gave you the wrong scripture. Verses Romans 9 and 10. Father, I thank you for saving my brothers and sisters, for leading them and guiding them in the way that you should go. Show them that you love them. Amen.
Amen. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a commercial break, and we'll be right back with you guys. Don't touch that dial.
Hey, what's up? It's your girl, Tanisha J, one of the hosts here at Faces of Success Radio. We would like to thank you for tuning in to Faces of Success Radio for your radio needs. We are planning some amazing things this year for you. Make sure you keep it locked to the station that makes you feel good, Faces of Success Radio. And if you haven't downloaded the app, make sure you download the app so you can keep us on lock on the go, FacesOfSuccessRadio.com. Hey, what's up? It's your girl, Tanisha J, one of the hosts here at Faces of Success Radio. Make sure you check out the website just so you can see what we have going on. We have some amazing things just for you. We have exclusive interviews each and every week, and we have shows that are tailored just for you. Make sure you keep it locked on the station that makes you feel good. FacesOfSuccessRadio.com. Hey, what's up? It's your girl, Tanisha J, one of the hosts here at Faces of Success Radio. We would like to thank you for tuning in to Faces of Success Radio for your radio needs. We are planning some amazing things this year for you. Make sure you keep it locked to the station that makes you feel good, Faces of Success Radio. And if you haven't downloaded the app, make sure you download the app so you can keep us on lock on the go, FacesOfSuccessRadio.com.
Welcome back to Faces of Success Radio. We are joined with Pastor Shelley Clark, and she has just been giving us some phenomenal information just about refining that foundation and relationship with God. So today you are being blessed with just being able to get that opportunity to just find out about Beyond the Cracks, Finding God's Grace. If you guys have not found out that information, I'm going to go ahead and let Pastor Shelley go ahead and give you guys her social media, her website, and where you can find her and also get her books.
All right. Hey, this is Shelley Clark again. You can find my information on social media under Shelley Roselle Clark. And if you are looking for the book, you can find it at beyondthecracks.com or on Amazon, or anywhere books are sold. You can find my books, Beyond the Cracks, Finding God's Grace and Mercy, or Freedom Beyond the Cracks. That's my latest book.
And I know while we were doing the commercial break, we were talking about, you know, different things, and I wanted to kind of get an overview and backstory on how you started, writing in general, and then how you came up with some of the publications that God has given you.
Absolutely. Beyond the Cracks, Finding God's Grace and Mercy, that actually came out of a situation where I was volunteering at church in the follow-up team. And the leader of the follow-up team asked, hey, you know, why do you want to be a part of this? And the first thing that popped into my mind was, I want to catch those that might fall beyond the cracks, that might fall through the cracks. Because in life, sometimes we feel like, oh, my gosh, you know, had it not been for the Lord, I would have fallen through that crack. Or maybe you felt literally like you were in the crack. And I felt like that's something that I wanted to do, was to help people avoid falling away and falling into those dark places. And it just kept coming to mind, and the Lord just started giving me notes and things to write, and it literally turned into a full book. So, yeah,
wow.
That's how that transpired. Yeah, I never thought that the Lord would lead me to write, but it's been one of the most rewarding things in my life, because I get a chance to share Him. And, you know, although I don't pretend to have all the answers at all, but I have an opportunity to lead people to the person who does have all the answer, and that's my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
So I'm super excited about that.
Yes. And so I know you said you're doing TikToks. And so what is your, I guess, where can we find you on TikTok? And I guess what's the latest TikTok message that you could give us? I know it's usually visual, but what is the TikTok message that you're giving the listeners?
Okay. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I use the same name on TikTok also, Shelley Roselle Clark, and maybe the last thing I've posted. I put something on there with myself, my crazy self, dancing, and I have my little prayer book. I think I even used one of Beyonce's songs. I feel like I'm one of those people that I can hear God even in the things that maybe other people can't. I'll play something with hip hop and I'm like, oh, you know what? That God can use that. Remember Eve's song, Tambourine? Okay, who cannot refer to that in church? Well, we always using tambourines in church. But, you know, I think one of my primary messages is just that God loves you. God loves you, and he wants to have relationship with you. So I'm forever posting, you know, quotes and scriptures and, you know, something with a song attached to it in hopes that somebody will hear it or see it and know that they are not alone.
Yes. Well, you're doing it the right way, because a lot of times people are not understanding that they're making it religious and they're making it religion, and that takes away the relationship. And God created everything. He created music, and he created different forms of music. It's not a coincidence that some of the artists are doing great, because that is their gift. That is their purpose. Everyone has a gift and a purpose, and they're using their form of a gift the way God told them to use it. And a lot of times when we are seeing things, that the reason why people don't want to have a relationship with God is because they've experienced religion. And so for you to be able to, you know, be a pastor and still say, well, I'm going to use Beyonce's song. It's a lot of Beyonce listeners out there who had an opportunity to experience God through you using her music, something that they know of, a point of reference, to be able to have access to hear him. And so I am so glad that you're doing that, because when we don't have that opportunity, then those people miss it. They get to miss it because it wasn't presented to them. They didn't have that invitation. So thank you for that, because that gives everyone an opportunity to be able to see God's love, to be able to see God, not just, oh, that's someone that's, you know, a pastor and they're trying to reach us through this type of music. They don't see that.
No.
I interview, and so when I interview a lot of different people. And some people thought that I couldn't, you know, interview a secular artist because I'm a Christian. And so I would get online, and when I would do the interview, I say, look, let me do the first interview. And when I do the interview, I'm never going to say anything about God. God is the kind, he will represent, he'll come out when he needs to come out, and then that's my invitation. So I remember I had an interview with Snoop Dogg, and so we're doing his song. His interview was called Smoke the Best. That's what it was. And so we're interviewing, and I never said anything about God. And he said, when I asked him to share his inspirational moment, he just started talking about, you know, his grandmother and how she prayed for him and how his mother was a pastor, and those are the people who were influential to him. So when he brought up God, that was my invitation. But I shared that to say, you're reaching people with just being open and using God's love. Love is the key, and love is the answer.
Love is the key. And you know what? It is more relationship. It's not religion. It's relationship. He created relationship. Man created all these different forms of religion. At the end of the day, he loves you. He wants a relationship with you, whether you believe it or not. You know, so many people have been damned to hell by other people because they don't do and say or look the way that they expect them to. God can use anybody. However, he wants to use our own personalities. We don't have to pretend to be someone else. You know, he uses my quirks. He uses your quirks. He doesn't want perfection. If he wanted perfection, he probably wouldn't use us at all, because none of us are perfect.
Right. Yes, exactly. And when you share that, I know it makes people feel like a little relaxed, because I know growing up I had a lot of different things that were told to me via religion. And so when I started forming the relationship with him, I think I was about 10 years old, because I was always in church, but when I finally had the relationship part of it, and my parents started teaching me how to, you know, reference the Bible and look at things for myself, I started asking. So I encourage you listeners today, ask God to be real in your life. And if you don't have a relationship with him, it's just like having a relationship with a friend. It's called communication. You communicate with God, and he communicate with you. He is always there. He said to us that he would never leave us and never forsake us. So wherever you are, it doesn't matter what you did, how you did it, and when you did it, he was already there with you. And like she said, her book is called Beyond the Cracks, Finding God's Grace and Mercy. Today, you can find God's grace and mercy. He's right there. Just, you know, start right there with apologizing for leaving him. And because he was right there, and just start having that communication, and he will speak to you and start being real in your life on today. I wanted to, like I said, just thank you for being a guest on the show. And at this time, you can give your hey's, your what's ups, your shout outs to all your friends, family, and your followers. And then when you get done, go ahead and remember to give them your website, social media, where they can get your book.
Okay. All right. Hey, I just want to give a shout out, oh my gosh, to my family at the Life Center Fellowship. What up, peeps? I love y'all. And just a shout out to everybody that might be listening to us. You can find me at www.beyondthecracks.com. And on social media, you can find me at Shelley Roselle Clark. I'm so honored that you guys have allowed me to come on and join you today. Thank you so much, Faces of Success Radio. It has been a blast.
All right. And if you can go ahead and give your commercial drop, that'll be great.
All right. This is Pastor Shelley Clark. Thank you for joining us today at Faces of Success Radio.
All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and go to a commercial break. Don't touch that dial.
Hey, what's up? It's your girl, Tanisha J, one of the hosts here at Faces of Success Radio. We would like to thank you for tuning in to Faces of Success Radio for your radio needs. We are planning some amazing things this year for you. Make sure you keep it locked to the station that makes you feel good, Faces of Success Radio. And if you haven't downloaded the app, make sure you download the app so you can keep us on lock on the go, FacesOfSuccessRadio.com.
All right. Well, thank you guys for tuning in to Faces of Success Radio. That was Pastor Shelley Clark. Make sure you guys continue to go to Faces of Success Radio. We have some amazing shows, some amazing interviews. Make sure you go ahead and check us out. All right. Be blessed.
Hey, what's up? It's your girl, Tanisha J, one of the hosts here at Faces of Success Radio. Make sure you check out the website just so you can see what we have going on. We have some amazing things just for you. We have exclusive interviews each and every week, and we have shows that are tailored just for you. Make sure you keep it locked on the station that makes you feel good. FacesOfSuccessRadio.com.